Apparently, Compton Locker Room Chatter continues tonight, brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry. Also, Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Brandon Tabman with you. We're joined now by Matt Simmons, the Cause boys basketball coach, and a lot to dissect here as we dive into our second week of the chats here with the head coaches. And coach, two games to talk about. Let's go back to Friday, and this is after you guys opened the season with that big win against Jefferson County North. You welcomed in last Friday the number two ranked team in the 3A classification. You talked about the challenges last week going into that game. Silver Lake comes out on top in it, 59-45. Take us back to it. What'd you take away from that game against Silver Lake?
Yeah, I thought we fought really hard. They've got the size and athleticism on us, and they used it to their advantage, which they should. You know, they made sure they pounded the ball inside. They didn't really settle too often. They took good threes when it came to them, and they knocked them down. I think they hit 10 in the game. So if you pair that with, you know, Dane Johnson getting his normal 21, and, you know, but we were in it the whole game. I think the first quarter we were even up two and down 5 or 7.5, I believe. And we were in the game and battling hard and hitting shots and rebounded really well for our size, I thought. And I was really proud of our fight. But at the end of the day, their size, athleticism really got to us in the third and fourth quarters. We also only shot 2 free throws in that game. And that's not an officiating problem. That's a us problem. We've got to do a better job of finding ways to get to the line and not settling. And you know, with all their, everyone on their team seems to be 6'3 and above, and they can just switch everything, and Coach Kruger does a fantastic job, and their role guys stepped up, and their stud stepped up, and they walked out of there with the win. But I thought we competed hard.
Yeah, and again, number two ranked team in 3A, you guys right there, certainly in it the whole way. So certainly I would think positives you mentioned, kind of building off that, and you guys were able to build off that, even though a loss. But Tuesday night against Horton, big time bounce back, 69-34 to get to 2-1. What'd you like from that bounce back performance against Horton on Tuesday night?
You know, I thought it was just a total team win. We just had everybody play well, and that, you know, you can walk away feeling pretty good when that happens. Houston Haviger had a monster game at, you know, kind of a quiet 20 points. I mean, I thought he scored in the teens or something. When I looked back at the stats, he had 20 and had chipped in 11 rebounds, which we've been really challenging him to help us rebound with his athleticism and size, and we're really proud of his effort on the boards. And then Colby Krein, I think everybody is going to be impressed with this year, is kind of, even though he's on the smaller side, he's got kind of the heart of a lion and competes so hard and hit 6 threes in the second half. And and then other guys stepped in, and you know, Easton Graves has just been in complete control of the game, and he's averaging 7 assists a game right now, and just so unselfish and trying to get the ball to other guys. And and then hits open shots when he's there. And, you know, several other guys stepped in. Dayton Baker played well, and Dayton Tucker. And, you know, so we had a chance to get some guys in off the bench that we haven't seen play too much. And sophomore Ethan Gomez hit a couple threes and played really well. And, yeah, good bounce back game after a tough battle the previous Friday.
You know, having a chance to talk to multiple coaches in the area, including Horton and Jefferson County North, you know, one thing they both said about your squad is the effort is always going to be there, and that's hard to teach. You really can't teach effort, but multiple coaches talking about that in a positive way, how hard your team has played so far and just the intensity that you guys have played with, I think that has to feel good on your side, and probably seeing it up close and personal here in the first couple of weeks.
Yeah, I think I'm a big, you know, proponent of you're going to play how you practice, and if you walk through the motions and just kind of go through practice, not really get better, and the game's going to hit you. I think we practice just as hard as we play. Almost every one of our drills has some sort of outcome of a winner and a loser. And so kids are competing from the time they walk into the gym to the time they leave. And one of our assistants said, man, I almost think we practice harder than we play and take it out on each other harder than the other team sometimes. And so I think that's helpful that we kick each other's tail in practice. Cause then when Silver Lake comes in, it's, you know, the size and athleticism may be different, but the competition's not, and the effort's not. So, yeah, I think that helps us, and the kids completely buy in. And, you know, you can't really teach effort, but you can put them in situations where they have to give effort. And I think doing that over time really helps when it comes to game time, when everything's amped up and a win or a loss is on the line. We've been there in practice.
Well, you get Oskaloosa on Friday, so another Northeast Kansas League opponent here, you know, an Oski team that's also off to a 2-1 start. They took their first loss against Valley Falls Tuesday night, but they got wins over Riverside, who's a quality team, Pleasant Ridge as well. What do you see from this Oskaloosa team and kind of the challenges for your next tilt on Friday night?
Well, there's no shame in losing to Valley Falls and going up to Riverside and getting that win in Peoria. Those are big wins. And, you know, it's just you've got a coach's kid on the floor, and that always helps. And Coach Rockhold does a great job. And Richie is a great shooter and plays really hard. And then they just got a load inside in the Harvey kid. We saw them in our jamboree. And just to be honest, they popped us in the mouth. And you know, it's 2 4-minute quarters. You can kind of tell what a team has in 2 4-minute quarters. And, you know, if we don't get Harvey somewhat neutralized, and if we don't find Richie in transition, they're going to make us pay. And then they've just got some guys around them I don't want to leave out that play super hard. And I think they kind of see that they have a chance to be really good this year, and they're really trying to take advantage of that. So our hands are going to be full on Friday against a quality opponent in Oskaloosa.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Battle of 2-1 teams, and certainly going to keep an eye out on Friday night. That's Matt Simmons joining us, Perry Lecompton boys basketball coach, getting off the win at Horton, or against Horton, I should say, on Tuesday night. Again, Perry traveling to Oskaloosa on Friday night. And then 3 more games, by the way, on tap next week, which we will certainly talk about then. Coach, always appreciate the few minutes. Good luck against Oskaloosa. We'll do it one more time next week before the break.
Thanks, Brandon.